Let's get started, okay? Today's shiur is the Zecher Nishmas Rochel Feger Bas Rabbi Yisrael Eliyahu.
Who's that?
Right there. We are on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. And we're going to start again from the beginning of the Gemara. In the Mishnah, we had four cases. And the Gemara is going to explain the Chiddush in each of the cases. In the Mishnah, we had four cases. And the Gemara is going to explain the Chiddush in each of those cases. First case in the Mishnah was, HaShaleach get le'ishtai, v'higia b'shliach. And the Gemara is medayik, right? He reached the shliach and told them, forget it. So the halacha is, you forget it. You can't give the get. She's not divorced. However, the Mishnah didn't say he chased the shliach. The Mishnah said he met the shliach. Meaning he didn't consciously look for the shliach, didn't go to find him. He happened to meet up with him. There's a chiddush in that. Zok to Gemara, higia l'ishtami. It doesn't say that he made an effort to reach the shliach. El higia. Higia means happened to meet. Lafila mevela. Even if it happened on its own. Nothing happens on its own. But meaning no effort on his part to get it done. And we don't say that he's just doing it to torture his wife. Meaning, a get's on the way. For her, it would be beneficial to get divorced and get this over with. And he stops the shliach and says, nah, forget it. He's playing around. Let his wife be alone for longer. And therefore, we don't say that. We say, if he says it, he means it. Rashi, higiyai, have a mashmash sharad of achrab v'hisigai. Those words would have indicated he chased them and reached them. What happened was the shliach tarried, because if not, how did he bump into him? He's on his way to his wife. And he had to go there also. We say it's a serious bittul. Next case. You sent the shliach to tell the first shliach that he's bittul. So the halacha is, it's bato. Frek the Gemara lamali. What's the chiddush of that case? So the Gemara, and over here there's a, the Gemara's going to say something, and it needs explanation. Mal the tamer le'li mishlechusa de basa mishlechusa le'kam. Somebody should please mute themselves. I would think that the shlichus of the last one is not as strong as the shlichus of the first one, and the last second shliach can't be the messenger for the bittul, kamash malan, that he can. Rashi. I don't think I read that Rashi. Ein b'daita levat le'le b'tzura ba'al mechaydi shechadashim. We don't say he didn't mean to be mevatu just to torture her for a month or two. Shemayim b'daita levat le'le right the vachum l'betulay. They haven't been to what it meant. Why aren't you chasing him? Kamash malan, we don't say that. Shechusi the kama. We say the first one's not any better than the second one. What would be the Havamina? Over here, the Achroidim want to know, what would be the Havamina? Why would I think that the first one is a stronger shlichus than the second one? He sent the shliach with a get. He sent an other shliach to say, it's batal. Why would I think that the first one is better than the second one, and the second one doesn't count?
I said one's mealy and one's not.
Very good, Svara. Except we said mealy means that the second shliach can't give it over. You can't make a shliach to tell someone to do something. You can tell a shliach to do a mealy. Meaning you can make a shliach a mealy. You can't make a shliach a mealy to tell somebody else to do it.
Are you agreeing with Rebbe me, or are you disagreeing?
I'm disagreeing with you.
No, I'm saying the first one, not only when you made a shliach, you not only said to him, you gave him a get.
But this is not the regular halacha of Mila Lamim Shulsa. Yeah, the Arachwayim want to say your Svara, Rabbi Cohen saying the Svara, that in one case he handed something over, and in one case it's just words. The Chazanis says the Svara, you need two Adam. When you appoint the Shliach to be Mevatu, you need two Adam. That's the halacha. It's a Davish Amareva. Telling him not to give a get is a Davish Amareva. So you need two Adam. So here comes the Shliach, and he tells the first Shliach, the get's Mevatu. The Edom don't go along with the second shliach to tell him. Teretz says, the first shliach, here's the second shliach. Well, you can say, how do I know what you're saying is true? I don't have Edom here to Davish Amareva. The answer is, since the appointment was done with two Edom, that gives the second shliach the validity. If the first shliach is worried about it, he'll go check out and see if there's Edom. But meanwhile, the fact that the second shliach tells him is good enough.
And if he didn't do it for Edom?
So according to the sheet of many Rishayim, the second shliach wouldn't count. It's a davish of Erev. Weiter. Third case in the Mishnah. Kadam hu etzel ishtoi lamali. He went to his wife to tell her, the get I sent you is batul. Why would I, what's the chiddush of that case? Dr. Gemara and I have trouble, I'm going to try to explain it, but you know the side, if you don't understand things well, you can't explain it. That will go in the next line. When do we say the husband doesn't mean to torture his wife when he tells the shliach? When he goes to tell her, oh, by the way, the get I sent you is batul, he's doing it to torture her. Doesn't mean it. The mashmalon, that we say he does mean it. I had trouble with that havamina. He went to his wife. He didn't bump into his wife. He traveled to tell his wife it's no good. So he would travel to tell his wife no good to torture her. That's the havamina of the Gemara. More so than when he bumps into the shliach and tells the shliach not to go ahead. That's what the Gemara seems to have a havamina. Again, I can't say I really understand it, but the Gemara has such a havamina.
How does he? What if you would actually tell the wife that you're going to tell? So how does he, the Maisa, in a case that she was coned in?
The get didn't happen yet. Once the get happened, he can't do anything. The Mishnah said so.
He didn't mean he got there before the shliach
came. Right. He got there before the shliach came and gave the get. Before the shliach arrived. Once the get's given, it's on, over and done with.
So, but the bottom line is, so, good, the case before, and then he's, we say, we have Hamid and Zara, Rashmal and Dad, right? Well, wow. Let's say he was being mevatelet.
He is being mevatelet. That's by Malacha. You wonder what the Habamin is. Till the get arrives, all cases he's being mevatel to it.
Right.
Works. Question is, what is the chiddush of each case?
So I'm saying, how does it show that, can he ever do it with Zora?
The Zora? We're saying that if he says batel, the Zora is Dvarim Shebelay.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so what are you worried about?
How can he do it with Zora then? Like, you know what I mean?
What? Yes, he could tell people, I'm going to torture my wife now.
And we believe that?
If it's a way to come and say he told them. Meister, my dog.
He means he's being meister, not really.
Yeah,
that's just being about the
father. I have trouble with you. Why would you think a guy would want to torture his wife? We're nice people here. Fourth case. He sent the shliach to tell her that the get is batul. What's the chiddush of that case? The Gemara mild the tema eels lay tarachadai to the tzure. He wouldn't schlep just to torture her. Ab a shliach lay ichbus lay kitarach. But a shliach, I don't care if he works hard to get to her. Vada the tzure kamachav. Sending a shliach to her, stop making her crazy. Mash Malan, we don't say that. Again, I have trouble with this Havamina. Why we... Again, it is what it is. Rashi. Av shliach, yishalach shliach, levata minu l'tzur mechavim. Umishum tikha the shliach, achma leich baslay. Doesn't bother him that somebody's doing him a favor schlepping to Indonesia to tell his wife that it doesn't work. Zakti Gemarvach. Imishi get liyanda eina yachul levatloy. The Mishnah said, once the get got to her hand, he can't be mevatel it. Frantic Mabshita. She's divorced. Once a woman's divorced, you can't you can't remove it. What's the chiddush in that case? Zog the Gemara. And now this Gemara is going to need a major explanation, but we don't have enough information for this major explanation. I will explain it simply, and then I will mention the problem that exists. Leitzricha. The Mahadra Alemi Karla Vatulay. What happened is, he was chasing around. He was looking to be mevatel the get. Meaning, he said, uh-oh, I better go catch the shliach. And meanwhile, by the time he caught the shliach, it was over and done with. But he had told us that he wants to be mevatel. Didn't go to Beth and it was mevatel. He told us, listen, I'm traveling now. I'm trying to catch up to the shliach so I can tell him not to give my wife the get. So mal detemi gloy muslim afraid of betulei batla. That should be good enough. Kamash malon, it's dvarim shebelev. He didn't speak it out. He said, we saw him doing things that showed a desire to be mevatel. Kamash malon, that's not good enough. That's dvarim shebelev, and it's not batla.
Maybe he didn't speak it out.
It's not so simple. As I said, we need more information, which will come to us in Daf Lamed Aleph. Remind me of Daf Lamed Aleph to come back and explain this Gemara.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, can I ask a question? What if he had spoken out his desire to void the shtar, the get, that he had already written? Isn't the intent embedded into the shtar, regardless of what he says or even what he thinks? Isn't that already encoded there so that upon the delivery she's divorced? I don't understand the difference between his manifesting intent through actions versus even if he had said something.
So first of all, your point will be addressed on the Amud Beis, so I'm not going to get into it now. I've been deliberately avoiding the issue. The Gemara is going to get there. But more than that is that he doesn't have to be removing the get. He's removing the shliach. He's showing that he wants to cancel the agency. He can cancel agency, that's for sure. Right?
So we're
he's
just,
showing
we're
us
just focusing on
to show that he would like to cancel the agency. But he never canceled the agency.
Why does that matter if his intent is in the get? Agency or not? If the get exists, and
if a husband has to give his wife the get. The Torah allowed to the husband's agent to hand the get over to the wife.
Because
if somebody not appointed as an agent decides to do a favor, and he walks over and he takes the get from in front of the husband and delivers it to the wife, she's not divorced. Nobody authorized this person to be an agent of the husband. The Torah the husband has to transfer the get. Now,
so the delivery is now deficient.
The husband's agent to work for the husband and transfer the get.
So the issue is whether the delivery, which is necessary, is deficient.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Now, the Gemara is going to talk about your issue. Can a person cancel a divorce, a bill of divorce? I avoided the issue because the Gemara is going to deal with it on the Amud Beis. I figure we'll deal with it on the Amud Beis when we get there. Yes.
So it's only because it was Dvar Shebelev, it's not working, that's why?
That's what Tyson says, correct. Correct.
But if first of all, speak it out, let's say after us already. And he spoke it out, he did whatever he could to try to, he couldn't catch up, he started dancing, he couldn't catch up, and she got it. But he said during this interim.
Did he say it in front of whom?
He said it, it wasn't Dvar Shebelev.
Again, in front of whom?
One person.
Not enough.
Two people.
Not like this later on.
There it is.
Wait till the Amud Beis. We got to have patience here. Don't think about the Tana Rabbana. Now we're going to get involved in language. Which language works and which language doesn't work? Meaning, basically, you can cancel the agency. But you can't say that the agency. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Bottle who? If you say this get should be bottle, I don't want it. Dvarim Kayamim. Pasul who, if he says this get is pasul, or ain't a get, this get is not a get. The Amar Klum. It is a get, and it's not pasul. Again, there's a way to speak out what you want to do. If you say, the get is pasul, it's not. It's a kosher get. Why is the get pasul? He says, the other lashon was, it's not a get. Yes, it is a get. But if he says, I want to stop it, I don't want it anymore, or it's batul, that's future. His bitul has to be a statement of, I want to do something now, not that something happened already. Something happened already is a false statement. It did not happen. It's not a true statement. Bitul requires a true statement of intention to stop the agency or to stop the get, whatever way the Gemara and the Beis will explain. It depends how he expresses himself. If he says, I want it to be that way, it works. If he says, it is that way, it's not. Rashi. Batul hu mashma batul yehei. V'chein yev shibat. Pasul hu le mashma diyu mevatul. It's not saying he's being mevatul. Elamay tzalav shem zol. He's saying, by the way, that get is a pasul get. It's not true. Valenka. It's not true. Layamer klum. That's right. Frank the Gemara. Remember the batul listed the levatul mashma? Now, batul can be past, can be future. We're translating batul means future. He didn't say it should be batul. He said the get is batul. Now, we're translating that to mean I want it to become batul. That means we are translating the word to mean future. We have a contradiction. Elsewhere we see batul is a statement of the past. Where do we see this? Halacha is as follows. Somebody gives a present to somebody else. Rabbi Cohn gives a present to Dr. Harris. And Dr. Harris doesn't want the present. Now, it depends what he says. If he says, I'm canceling the present, I don't want the present. The present, right, it doesn't work because it's too late. It's his present. He got it already. You can't cancel something that was done. If he says, I don't want it, I'm sorry, if he says, it wasn't a present, I never accepted it, then it's not a present. There, past works, future doesn't work. Right? Rabbi Cohen hands Dr. Harris something, and Dr. Harris now wants to say he doesn't want to accept it. Now, he has to say, I never took this for myself. I never was kind of this. He can't say, I don't want it to work now. You can't say, your item, this is not mine. You have to say, I'm after it, I'm giving it away. You can't say, oh, this pen is not mine. Yes, it is yours. How can you say it's not yours? The fact is, it is yours. You can say, I want to make it after. You can say, I'm giving it away. But you can't say it's not yours. If you say it never became mine, that you believe. I never meant to accept this present. So there, the past works, the future doesn't work. Again, somebody gives somebody else a present. The person's recipient can refuse the present. He can refuse to be kind of it. But if he was kind of it, it's his. Once it's his, he can't cancel the present. He can give it away, he can be mafker it, but he can't cancel what happened. The opposite of get. By get, future bitul works. Past saying it's no good doesn't work. By present, you have to say it never worked. Once it worked, you can't say it doesn't work from now on. I hope I'm clarifying myself. Something that belongs to you, you can't say, it's not mine anymore. Excuse me. You can make it hefker. That's a means of getting rid of something you own. But you can't say, it's not mine. It is yours. You can give it away. You can do something in the future. But you can't say, you could say it wasn't mine to begin with. I never accepted it. You can refuse a present. But once you didn't refuse it, and you want to now cancel it retroactively, it doesn't work. If you took it, it's yours. And you meant to take it. Now you're saying, I don't want it. Well, it is too late to say you don't want it. You took it. What?
Gift to get
is trying to... Bryce is going to say the word bustle means I never wanted it. The Bryce is going to translate the word bustle as past. And that's a contradiction to what we said by get, that bustle is future. The contradiction is going to be into one of the words. I'm just pointing out that by present, the opposite is that by get. By get, by bitwa get, the expression has to be, I don't want, in the future.
When you
said
bustle, it's what?
We said it meant, it should become bustle.
In the future. Mm-hmm.
That's how we translated it by get. By present, we will see that the word bustle is, I never took it.
So that's a question.
That's a theorem. Crack the Gemara.
How can it be
bustle with my prayer? I don't know what you mean by that.
Isn't there a concept of being bimbato something in Mafreya, as if it never happened?
Where do you find that concept?
I don't remember.
So okay, so then obviously
they're
going to
do that for...
You can't ask a question from something that's not proven. You know what I mean? You're speculating.
Okay, so a girl gets married by her mother, or by her father, rather.
That's halacha miyun. That's a special halacha that the rabbanan's kedushin is removable by the girl.
Do they ever mavaka any marriages other
than... Yeah, mavkin, they have the power to cancel something. But that's special halachas. That's not what a person can do to himself. A person marries his wife. He can't walk in one day and say, hi, we never got married. Excuse me, you did get married.
Your opponent
have something else. They have a power to make it that it never worked.
For individuals.
Of course. It's not Grab Bonner doing this. A guy walks in, he's married to his wife for 20 years, he walks in and says, hi, we never married. You can't do it. It doesn't mean anything. In fact, there he can't even say, we're no longer married. Yeah, there's a process.
But if you see a certain word and your Kavanah is for this, you say a word that say that's not even... It's not.
So that's not a good expression. What's your Kavanah? You read minds?
No, but let's say he said my
kibbutz
was this. But
I don't care what he said. Dvarim Shebelev doesn't count.
That's not Megaleh.
No, Dvarim Shebelev ain't him Dvarim.
That's in all situations like that.
There's exceptions to the rule, like everything else.
It's like saying, well, the first someone, sure, yesterday, some great Rav was talking about if you didn't have the right kibbutz, the first bracha was in Shemot Esrei.
Right. Right, exactly.
The Shir who?
Exactly, I'm trying to figure out. So therefore what? You should have Kavanah in the first Rav.
Great
Rav
was
doing
sure on that.
Yeah, the great Rav, yes.
That means if Rav is more for the city
than anybody else. Okay, you know, you're not getting any extra points in your test. Right, so go ahead, no?
What I'm stressing on that is, you see that the Dvarim Shebelev does create something.
Oh.
It creates, if you would not have the right Kavanah, the words that you said to Shmuel Esther were not valid.
That's between you and the Rabbi Nishloilam. That's between you and the Rabbi Nishloilam. I can't take into account what a person claims he thought as vis-a-vis another person. I sold you something and I said, oh, I didn't mean it. I was playing around. Sorry, you did it. You know, you bring up an interesting Shiloh. No, sorry, I mean, I'll tell you. Somebody owes you $100. You get into a benevolent mood and you say, I'm my horse. You say, you're my horse. You didn't mean it. You just said, I'm my horse. But you absolutely do not mean it. Does he owe you the $100?
What did you tell him, sir?
You told the guy, I'm my horse, the $100 you owe me, but you didn't mean it. You claimed you only said it to make him feel good. You never meant it. Does he owe you the $100 or not? How long? Because he doesn't owe you a penny. Doesn't owe you a penny. You said you're Michael. Can't take into account what you're thinking. Listen to the guy. You said you're Michael. There's a big machlokes achrayim. What happens by asking a guy mechila? You hurt a guy. So you want to ask him mechila. The guy still feels hurt. He really is not Michael you. Really not Michael you. He's hurt. Not everybody can get over the hurt. Some hurts are terrible. Achmana Litzlan. The guy comes, begs you sincerely, please be my chumri. You don't feel like being my chumri. But on the other hand, you're willing to say the words on my chumri. Does that work or not? Some Achrayim say yes. It's no different than money. You said you're Michael, you're Michael. Ah, you didn't mean it. But by money, you didn't mean it either, and it works. Other Achrayim say it doesn't work. You're doing him a disservice. You have to tell him, I'm not holding by being Michael, yes. I'll work on it. I'll try. But I have to be honest with you. They say, over, Rabbi Mali Apian. Somebody came to ask him a chila. He said, come back in 2 weeks. I'll try to work on it. He was of the opinion that being meichel a wrongdoing by somebody needs sincere mechila. There we don't say words work. Others say, why is it different than money? You meichel a guy $100, whether you meant it or not, you said you meichel, it works, it cancels the loan. This is a big mechlag. But normally, dvarim shebalei beinim dvarim. I kavanish my nasrei. That's between you and the Rebbeinu Shlom. This is between you and another friend, another person. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Lememer the batul lishna de levatul mashma. Does batul mean future? V'amar Rabbi Barayi v'yamar Rav Sheshes v'amar l'amar Rabbi Bavua. Mekabu matana shamar la'achar shabasul matana liyadai. Person who got a present, who says after the present came to his hand, sibat matana zumu v'telas. This matana is canceled. Or Tibatel, it should be canceled. Or Yavshiba, I don't want it. I'm a club. It's too late. Betelahi, this present is null and void. Eina matana, it wasn't a present. Dvarav kayamim. Alma batul mikara mashma. We're using the word betelahi as saying it never was. Not it shouldn't be. And before we said batul hu by get means it shouldn't be. Sakrashi. Sakrashi, le'amr klum, v'zacha ba'al karkai, and the present says whether he wants it or not, the ma'naf kamina. He can, v'yashli ba'al khayv, goy v'aysa b'shvilay. If he has somebody he owes money to, right, and the guy gave him a parcel of land as a present, and he says, now, I don't want it, too late, the ba'al khayv can collect it, it's yours. He took the present, he can't cancel it. Never was a present. It goes back to the one who gave it to him. The guy said, I gave this field to somebody, and the recipient said, no, I never took it. And it belongs to the giver. He's saying, I never took it. Betela means never worked. Never. So we see Betela's past, and we said Batul's future. And for the Gemara Amar Abayim, Batul shtei l'shaynes mashma. Batul can go both ways. The Batul, mashma the Batul, mashma the Levatul. It can be past, it can be future. Gabi get lishna de bahani beklamar. He means to use it in the context that works. So when he uses it by get, he must mean future. That's what works. And when he uses it by present, he must mean past, because that's what works. Rashi, shtei l'shaynes mashma. V'kivin d'achiyu, since that is a fact. Stama the milsa kitoin, inish milsa the mahani b'milsa kitoin. When a person claims something, he wants to claim something that will help. Period. Zok to Gemara Vayter.
What's the case though here? Someone was in Kabul, Matana, Shama, Acher. What does that mean? Third party was involved?
No. Where did
he look? I don't understand the words. Kabul, Matana, Shama, Acher, Shabbat. He said to somebody else?
Where do you see this?
After Amrav, Rabbi.
La Acher, Shabbat, Matana, Liyadai. After. After he got the present, he said.
So, did he make a Kenyan?
Yes.
He made a Kenyan.
Yes. We don't know if he meant the Kenyan. He took it.
when someone takes, in the time of Gomorrah, maybe even today, when you go grocery shopping, you pick up a tomato, that's a kinyan.
Well, not now, because even the Machusa said not.
But back then,
yes.
Once you pick it up, you made a
yes.
Didn't he make a kinyan here?
Somebody handed him something.
And he took it from him.
Right. The question is, did he mean to take it or not? What if he didn't mean to make a kinyan? What if I give you my pen and you never meant to take the pen for yourself?
In other words, it wasn't told to him ahead of time this is going to be a matana?
Again, when you take something, you have to have intention to make it yours.
So the whole lesson is, it didn't. In other words, here's Makabu Matana.
Now he wants to say it's null and void.
Makabu means just stam. It doesn't
took the item.
Sorry?
He took the item.
There's no intent for that.
Well, that's the question. Did he say past? Or is he saying, I don't want it to work now?
So maybe have a look at that and first and examine and see whether he wants to take it or not.
Again, what does he say? Does he say, I never meant to take it? Or does he say, I meant to take it, but I want it now not to work?
The other problem, I just have a problem with the Hebrew over here, because Matana, he's saying that, I understand that it's Matana. It's not just an item, but it's Matana.
I know what the difference is, yeah.
In other words,
if you got a present, it's yours. If you intended
this pencil, I don't want. He says, it's Matana.
We'll say that again. Somebody gave you the pencil.
I didn't know it was Matana yet.
No, the guy said, here's a pencil.
So you grab it?
You took the pencil.
He's not telling you why he's giving you a pencil.
No, he said, I'm giving you a pencil as a present.
And so you take it.
Right. And you can say two things. I never meant to acquire it.
Why did I take it?
I don't know. He just picked it up. You don't mean to become yours. I don't need it.
I thought that was the idea of
a Kenyan.
Once you pick it up,
if you want to be kind, I'm giving you something. You're only kind of something if you want to be kind.
Tomato I pick up in the shop.
Only because you want the tomato. Let's say you pick up the tomato and you want
to
check it out.
In time to Gomorrah, I can put it back.
If you didn't mean to acquire it, yes. If you're checking out, you ever watch these ladies check out the tomatoes?
Yes, right.
If you watch those ladies, in the time of the Gomorrah, those ladies checked out the tomatoes, they would throw them out of the store. But meanwhile, if they didn't throw them out of the store, they didn't pick it up to acquire it. They're checking it out.
I thought time to Gomorrah was
different. It's only because you intend to acquire it. And the guy who's selling it intends to sell it. So when you pick it up to be kinda, it's yours. But if you check it up, you want to check it out.
It doesn't mean anything.
If the owner lets you check it out, yes.
That's
right, 100%.
So William Arkum Rashi said something about the carpet.
Right, because he already took the present. He's claiming he wants to nullify it now. If it's honest, then not your lawyer, you know what I mean? I mean, we're not encouraging checker.
Oh, he can't change his mind. Oh,
okay. We listen to him. If he tells us he never meant it, we believe him. My daughter's about it.
He took it home for a week, but he says, I never really meant it.
Again, he's saying, my daughter's about it. It's our law called my daughter's about it. If you admit that this doesn't belong to you, it doesn't belong to you.
So he took it home.
It's good kasha. Does I walk because I does about this? Somebody, is this your pen? I say no. So it's not my pen. I admit it. It's not my pen. By the way, it is. But I admit it. It's not my pen. I does about this and says it's not yours.
But sometimes it's past since he took it, and that's when he says, I never meant to take this.
Again, I don't know what would happen if he has it for 6 years and then says, I never meant to take it. I don't know. I don't know what the time frame here is. Zakti Gemara Baita. Amar Abaya. Noktinan shliach matana hayik shliach haget. Nav kamina lohaylach lav kishidami. Okay, if you remember back in the first parak, if somebody you owed somebody money and you sent them the money with a shliach, you couldn't retract it. Because the minute you gave it to the shliach, he acquired it for the lender. By present, it's not true. we say that when you tell the guy, take the guy the present, you still mean to retain ownership of it till it arrives, which is similar to get, that a woman doesn't get divorced till the get arrives. You can change your mind. If you send a present, we say, you said, take this present to them, we say you retain the right to change your mind because you don't mean to give it away until the last possible moment. Now, that's if you said heilig. Take it. Does take it mean acquire it? Does take it mean take it? So it's a machlokes. By matana, we say it means take it. And by a loan, automatically it means acquire it. That's what we paskin. There is a difference between get and matana if you say acquire it. I go to a person, I say, can you pick this up for him? That's not heilig. That's, I'm telling him, be zaycha. Sochel adam shlei b'fanav allows the shliach to pick it up, and it becomes the recipient right now. By get, we paskin get as a chayv. Get is not a schus for the lady. Get is a chayv for the lady. Therefore, if you tell the person, please pick up the get for my wife, she's not divorced. So it's not the same. It's only the same in one aspect. Take it doesn't mean acquire it. By get, even acquire it doesn't work. The matana, acquire it does work. But take is the same. Just like by take, by get it doesn't work. By matana, take doesn't work either. It's not really the same, because by get, even if you say acquire it, it doesn't work. And by matana, it does work. It's just same in one aspect of tabaya. By a loan, if you say take the loan back to the guy, it becomes the lender's immediately. Heilich Kisri, we had that in Avyud Gimel.
What if the guy doesn't want it? But you know, somebody is zochet for him.
So then at the end of the day, he can say, I never wanted it, and it doesn't work.
And therefore, you know,
yeah, but the assumption overwhelmingly is that people like to receive presents.
Yes, but on the other hand,
if he ends up saying, I never wanted it, it didn't work.
So he's not really
zochet. He is zochet for the guy. I told you, 99% of the time, it works.
The 1% of the time.
If he ends up saying he didn't want it, that's the
not zochet.
Exactly.
I'm afraid.
I think so, yes. Correct. Titus points out, it's really not heilig lav kishi by get. Ski doesn't work by get. So really, the comparison of matana and get is not an exact comparison. But in that aspect, they're the same. Rashi. Haruk shliach haget, ben bitla hanais and kaidim shetagi al yad ha-mekabu, hari b'teila. He can still cancel it. Now, k'mini lo heilig lav kishi, ba'avagam de matana schosu, ma'atzi lemahed, der de heilig lav kishi dami. Even though a matana is a schus, we assume that people want presents, still, heilig doesn't mean acquire. In that aspect, matana is the same as get. Okay. Zok de Gemara Beit. Ravina Ashkechei l'Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the toy v'koy b'ibr de dasha. Ravina found Rav Nachman by Yitzchak leaning on the, what is he trying to say, ibr de dasha? The what?
Bar.
The bar of the door. The Kamibayale and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak had the following shayla. Batul ma. What if you don't say batul who? You just say batul. Is that past? Or is that also translated one of two ways? We talked about batul who. So we say batul who can mean past, can mean future. And we use it whatever way works better. How about if he didn't say the word who? He just said the word batul. Teku, we have nothing to say about the matter. And again, the rule is, when we try to prove something, we don't say teku. When we don't even try to prove it, we have nothing to say, we say teku, let it stand. That's what the word teku really means, let it stand. We say it stands for tishbi yitaretz kushis vabayas, deleyo anavi will come and teach us. But the word means let it stand, we have nothing to say on the matter. Rashi, batu mahu. If Amar Batul v'loy Amar Hu, Mao l'sha'avar mashma, this means past, v'ein b'dvar of klum, even v'loy Amar Hu, I don't know v'loy Hu nami based l'shayin is mashma. even without who, it means Tula Shainis. The Lishna da Hanibe Kamar. And he said, we take it to the way it works best. Amar Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis says a new halacha. Some say that this was a brisa. So Ravina Ravashi, when they wrote the Gemara, didn't know whether it was Rav Sheshis' statement or this was a brisa. Get zeh lo yayo. This get should not help. Lo yater should not permit her to get married. Lo yaziv should not release her. Lo yishalech should not send her away. Lo yigaresh should not chase her away. Yehei cheres, it should become a piece of clay. Yehei kecheres, should be like a piece of clay. Dvarim kayamim, these are all future. This get shouldn't in the future. What if he says, Eina mayo, this get doesn't work. Eina mater, it doesn't release. It doesn't permit her. Eina maziv, doesn't release. Eina mishaleach, it doesn't send her away. Eina megarish, cheresu, it is clay. Kecheresu, leyamar klum, because those are all in the past. Rashi, Eina mayo, mashma duhoina mevatloi, he's not being mevatu it now. And lemeid by shu basel. He's claiming that it's bustle. He's saying it doesn't work. He doesn't say it shouldn't work. It doesn't work. We don't see anything wrong with it. We'll just validate the signatures. It's good to go. All these languages are past.
It was delivered or not delivered?
It was delivered afterwards, yeah.
It was delivered after he said...
Whatever he said. So if he is about to it, he was about to it. If he wasn't about to it, the get is good. Saying the get is no good is a statement of past, and it's a false statement.
It's no good. It sounds to me like what you're saying presently is no good. It hasn't been delivered yet.
No good means it's not good. It is good. It shouldn't be good is bittul. It's not good is a statement of current events. It isn't true.
You say the shliach is no longer my shliach?
That's different. That's future.
What?
You say he never was my shliach?
No,
you say
I'm a vato my shliach.
That's future. I am a vato.
No, that's not present. That's future. That's a good
thing. If he says he's not my shliach, I don't know what would happen. He is your shliach.
Rabbi.
Yes.
I don't quite understand why the Gemara or Rav Sheshis is so particular about the wording. Let's say someone created a get on the false information, relying on false information that his wife had been unfaithful. He has created the get exists. He's now given new information. The way he declares that he does not want this thing to be valid may not be in the present tense. It may be, it's not good. And what he's really saying, the words coming out of his mouth are expressing the fact that he was doing, he created it upon false information. And he's had a change of heart.
Again, it doesn't make a difference. The get is a get. Now, there is a sugya later on, if the husband comes in and claims that the get is invalid based on false information, what do we do? That's on Daf, if I remember correctly, Memches. Let's see if I'm right. I'm wrong. It is Memvav.
But regardless, Rabbi, why are we so? I don't understand why we are so hypersensitive to the precise way he worded this. I understand the concept that either the shtar is good or it's not good. I understand that once it's written, it's good or it's not good. But since his intent counts, why are we so hypersensitive to the wording?
Concept called dvarim shebelev einim dvarim. We have to hear an expression. We can't build it on what he claims he meant. Meaning, let me turn the thing around. He walks over and he says, Oh, by the way, I wrote a get to my wife. It's a puzzle get. Now, we don't know what he means. Does he mean to say he doesn't want it to work? Or is he saying that originally it was never a good get to begin with? We hear the words that it was never good. And it's not true. He walks in and says, I forged the signatures. Well, we'll validate the signatures. We'll find out if it's true or not. We can't say what he meant to say is something else. Say what you mean.
So you're saying we have to give this an objective test so the entire community understands what he meant. Otherwise, the default is that it's going to be a good shtar.
Correct. Something about that. Ibayilu. Harehu cheres mau. It is clay. Is that saying it should be? Or is that saying it is already? Again, this is a language issue, and some of these languages I don't get. But the Gemara says, he says, cheres hu is past. Harehu cheres. Is that saying I want it to be? Or is that saying it is? Zakta Gemara. The guy says, Harehu Hegdish, he means it should become Hegdish. Harehu Hefker means he wants it to become Hefker. So Harehu is a statement of future, not a statement of past. So the same thing, Harehu Cheres is a statement of future. Rashi. Maishno Harehu Cheres Mahu. Babo Mashma. Or the Shavar Mashma. Is that future or past? Maishna Mariu Hegdish. The Kaimalon, Dabi Hegdish, become a duchti. Many places we say it is Hegdish. Ambinadarim. Im Shaliheim Harehim Mugdashim Lashamayim. If he says, if this is mine, they are Hegdish. We say he means to make it Hegdish. But have Kanami Tanamba, Harehu Mufkar, the Chom Bisha Echbites, to whoever I want. Almalahaba Mashma.
The declaration.
It's a declaration of future. Fine. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayta. Now, in the next Gemara, it is a Machlokes Rishonim. We like to learn like Rashi, and over here, Rashi happens to be the easier one of the two Pshatim to explain. Chayzer Megarish Bay, Ayna Chayzer Megarish Bay. When the guy says, this get is Batel. I want it to become Batel. Can he use it or not? Is this get now canceled? Or the get's a good get. His agency is canceled. What is he canceling? I want this get to be bottled. Now Rashi learns the question is, can he cancel a get? Can he say the get no longer operates? And therefore, the get becomes puzzle from now and on. He wants to void it in the future. Can he void a get, or can he only void an agency? Now, if Kamina would be, if a week later he decides he does want to divorce his wife, can he use the same get? He said, I want it to be bato. Now, we can translate, I want it to be bato means, I don't want the agency to work. But he can't void a written contract. Harvey, I think, mentioned this at the beginning of today. A get is a get is a get is a get. How do you undo what you did? Contract is a valid contract. Or can a person undo the contract? And we will discuss this at length in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.